Hello, this is your host, Allie Hansen, and welcome back to the Overcome and Become podcast. Let's get motivated. Hi, welcome back if you're new here, and welcome if you are a continual listener. I'm so happy to have you on here. I hope that you continue listening to these episodes because we have a good time once a week, especially if you are looking for some midweek motivation. But first off, we are going to start with our challenge of the week as usual, and the challenge of this week is a mindness challenge that goes a lot along with meditation. So when I was doing my research, there was so much stuff that came up about it, and I found 10 different things that I wanted to share. Reducing stress and health problems due to stress is one of the biggest things that meditation can do. So if you are a very stressful person and you actually have health conditions due to stress, meditating every day can relieve those things and it can help a lot of different things in that area. The next thing is improving memory and allows you to have a clearer mind for better focus. So if you are someone who thinks about a million things at once and you have really bad memory, I did not know this, but meditation can improve that memory. So help you retain more information, and it can also help you have a clear mind for more productivity. It also betters your attention and it can do it for longer. So if you have a hard time paying attention to things for a long amount of time, it can improve that focus and it can help you focus for longer, better mental discipline. So if you are someone that struggles being mentally disciplined with different things, meditating, it can improve that. It can better your sleep and it can help you fall asleep faster. So if you are someone that takes a long time to fall asleep, it can improve that time. You can fall asleep and then you can be in that zen sleep for a longer amount of time, which is for more restful sleep and will ultimately fuel your body better. It reduces pain and gives you a mood boost. So if you have different aches and pains and you're at a low mood or a low mental state, meditating can help with that. Consistent meditation lowers blood pressure and causes less strain on the heart for less heart disease, which I think is super incredible that if you are someone with high blood pressure or someone who is maybe high risk to different heart diseases, meditating every day, and this isn't just a week thing. If you wanted this to happen, you would have to do it for a very long time and stay very consistent with it. But how crazy is that, that simply by meditating, you can improve your heart? And those are all the things that I found on it. So if you want to take this challenge on, please do, because meditating is something that I've never really done. So I'm kind of excited to take this challenge on. And if you don't know how to meditate, there are so many different step-by-step guides, or you can follow a YouTube video and it will tell you exactly what you need to do. Some are quite a bit longer and some are shorter. I know a lot of people will meditate for 5 minutes when they first wake up in the morning and it gets them in the right headspace for that day. So if these are some things that you want to improve and some different things that you want to change, definitely take this challenge on because it will be a good one and see how it changes your life. Now, as you saw by the title of this video, I'm so excited to have another special guest on here, and that is one of my really, really good friends, Ben. We are going to be talking about how he has been following his dreams at a young age, because as you know, I talk a lot about on here the importance of following your dreams, and I think it's incredible that one of my own friends is following their dreams at such a young age. Him and I have very different dream paths, but they're both unique, and I wanted you guys to get a perspective on a different path that someone was taking, and when you truly find passion about something, you can go for it and you can do it. And so I'm super excited to have him on here. I hope you enjoy listening to him. So without further ado, we're going to welcome Ben.
First off, thank you for having me. I'm Ben, one of Allie's good friends.
Aw, you're welcome, Ben. I'm so happy that I could have you on here. Before we get started on the actual topic of this podcast, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, because we want to get to know our guest before we talk about all of the good stuff. So just tell us maybe some things you like to do in your spare time, what grade you're in, all of that good stuff.
My free time, I like fishing, hunting, hanging out with my friends, and I like team roping a lot and riding horses, and I'm in ninth grade.
Nice. Is that all you want to share about yourself? Anything else that you need to share? Or?
I guess I like working on trucks. I like building trucks, and yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. I think those are all super fun things to do. Ben is one of my friends, so I hang out with him as well in my free time. We have a lot of good memories and a lot of fun, but now let's get into the topic of this episode, and that is going to be about chasing your dreams at a young age. So we are both 15, right? You're 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm 15 as well, so we're pretty young, just started high school. We're about to finish our first year. I want you to tell me, what got you into team roping? When did you decide that I really want to decide to do this at a young age instead of waiting till I graduated high school or waiting till later? Why did you decide to start now?
So there's a couple people that got me into it. Tanya Burton and Louis Hepworth are the two main ones that got me into it at first. So I got my first horse and I started roping with them a little bit. And then I got a call from Trampas Manskier and he brought me to his place. We did a roping school down in Camp Verde. I roped with him, so now I've been roping with him for about 6-7 months. And so I've been trying to rope a lot throughout my high school years so I could get into a college for roping instead of waiting a long time so I could have bigger opportunities when I'm a little younger.
That's awesome. I love that you're definitely chasing your dreams. It's kind of nice to know that I have someone I'm so close with and one of my friends that understands me even though I am terrible at roping. He tried to teach me the other day and it did not go well. And I do this, and it's just super interesting to me that people can have such different paths but be successful in it and find such passion in doing it at such a young age. And I know we've talked before about some of the challenges that come with following your dreams at a young age. Maybe you have to spend those few extra hours or those few extra minutes at roping instead of hanging out with your friends. Yep. And so then they're like, oh, where is he? And it can mm-hmm. be hard. Has it been hard for you at points to follow your dreams when you have friends that are like, oh, come hang out with us?
I mean, yeah, it's been a little difficult. And Tyler, a couple of my buddies, they try getting me to go out after school with them and go ride quads or dirt bikes and whatnot. And I mean, I have chores and to ride horses and rope every day after school. And a lot of weekends, I have to be gone. And so they're all wanting to hang out, but I can't. So it's been a little difficult not being able to hang out with friends.
Yeah, but at the same time, you are doing something that you love. And I think they understand that you're doing something that you love as well. And it's awesome. I think it comes from a place of, I know we talked in our challenge of the week, mentally discipline is a big thing. And I think that's what you have to be, is really mentally disciplined when it comes to it. Because obviously you love them. You love hanging out with your friends. You love being with your family. But you also want to chase these dreams. So yep. I can definitely understand the challenge of, okay, I have to do these things and then I can hang out with you.
Yep.
Now, why don't you tell us exactly what you do? Because I am not super familiar with what you do and we want to share with them exactly what you do so they can get a perspective on what your dreams are and what you are trying to reach for when it comes to team roping.
All right. So, I mean, right now I'm just trying to get in high school rodeo. It's just a little rodeo they have every month and different rodeos in different places, usually around Arizona, and it'll help you get into colleges also. And I mean, the big picture, everyone's team roping big picture is the NFR. I mean, that'd be awesome to make it to, and the BFI. Junior BFI would be a cool one to go to, and the junior NFR. That's my goal for right now, is to make it into those two next year. But so I mean, that's NFR is a big goal. For now, we're just doing small jackpots around Arizona. And this summer I'll be in Utah roping a little bit. So I mean, that's what I could do for right now.
I really like that, because you were saying that you have these bigger goals, but obviously you have to take those different steps, climb up mm-hmm. the ladder to be able to get there, because it's not, oh, I'm going to rope one day and then make it to this big competition the next day. You really build up. And I think that comes with a lot of discipline mm-hmm. and a lot of passion, because of course you want to be there, and maybe you know people that are there and you're like, oh, you know, I want to go there. I want to do that, but I really want to be successful at it.
Yeah.
And you just stay consistent in the small things that you're doing.
For sure.
And that is absolutely incredible. Obviously, this is something that you're passionate about. Is this a career that you want to take? Are you really interested in kind of rodeoing and horses and all of that for life?
I mean, that's the goal for now. I want to train a lot of horses, and there's big money in that too, but I want to do that kind of on the side, and I want to make a living out of team roping, and I think it'd be good. A lot of people are in it, so you got to be better than everyone, basically, and there's tons of people that are doing it. Every single roping you go to, even the small ones, there's a couple hundred people to 1,000 people. So, and all those people want the same goal. So you just got to try harder than everyone and just try your hardest, basically.
Right. And that can be awesome. I love that is something that you want to do, even though it might not be a guaranteed thing mm-hmm. right out of the gate. It's definitely yeah. something that you're going to have a trust and go process with it. You might be able to make it to this rodeo and do really well in this one, but then the next one you might not do as well, or they might not want you to come. And so it's yeah. just all a matter of, I'm going to try this. If it doesn't work, then I'm just going to go to the next thing and I'm going to try again. Do you have any experiences with that?
Yeah, I'll go to a couple jackpots or rodeos and I'll do really good, and then, or a practice session, and then I'll do really good in those, and the next day I'm no good, and I'll miss a couple, and I'll go to some jackpots and my headers will miss, and that's not my fault. But if I could go out and catch the steers, I'll do pretty good. But if it's a bad day, it's just try and fail basically, and you could miss 10 in a row. It's just how you're doing that day. Yeah, there's been a lot of failure and a lot of coming success. So.
Okay, that's awesome. I want to know what your practice schedule is like, because this is something that you constantly have to work towards almost, well, I guess every single day. I have a whole rodeo side of the family, and they're always out at their lot working with their horses, whether that's training them or just feeding them or teaching them to do the things that they need to do. And so what's your practice schedule like? Is this a daily thing for you?
Yeah, it's a daily. Obviously, I got to get up early in the morning. I'll usually rope the dummy a little bit, and then I'll go and feed horses. And then after school, I try to write in Page. All we have is the sled, so because there's not many people with steers here, so that's why every weekend I'm up in Camp Verde roping steers. So usually after school, if my dad's not busy, he'll hop on the quad or the ranger and he'll pull the sled around, and I'll rope that almost every day. And if he can't do that, I'll still ride my horses so they can stay conditioned. And but yeah, it's an everyday deal.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that comes from a place of hard work, definitely. Yep. Getting your butt out of bed in the morning and going to feed your horses. But then even if you can't rope exactly what you need to rope at mm-hmm. that point, still making sure they're staying in shape and different things like that. And it's all about exercising those talents that you've been given and using them so that you can perform well with them. Now, is this something that you dread doing? Because I know with this podcast and with speaking, going to events and being able to do these speaking things, I love doing it. Mm-hmm. Even though it's work, I never wanted to be miserable in a career path. And so when you go out, when you wake up in the morning and you go and feed your horses, when you go ride them after school, I assume that you enjoy doing these things.
Yeah, I love doing it. There's some days I'll go out, and if you're open bad, you know, you're not having the best time, but it's still a lot of fun because you're still learning. So you can't wake up, go and compete with the best guys and be better than them. You're still down there and you still got to get better, so you got to do it every day. And there's gonna be days that you're not doing good. When I'm not doing good, it's not a whole lot of fun, but you still got to enjoy what you do. So yeah, I like doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that every single career path, whether that comes with more risks or less risks, they're gonna take a lot of ups and downs and side to side. And so some point you might be really happy, and some point you might be like, gosh, I wish this went better, I wish this launch went better, or this meeting went better, or this proposition went better. And so I'm sure it feels really good to do well on those times. Yeah. Obviously you have those low points, but how does it feel when you do really good in a rodeo, or even when you're just practicing, when you do really good practicing versus when you do bad? What is the feeling like?
Not the whole question, but say something. When I'm doing good, it's one of the best feelings. That's what I love about the sport. And when I'm doing bad, I mean, I still try to have fun, but when I'm doing good, it's a lot of fun. Me and Talon Mansky, the kid I rope with a lot, just about every weekend, when me and him are doing good, we laugh and we joke and we have a lot of fun, but we also try and stay serious because it's our job. But when we're doing bad, if it's one of our faults, I mean, we get pretty upset with each other, but and it's not a whole lot of fun. But when you're not doing good, I mean, it's just like if you miss a pass in football, or if you're not doing good in football, it doesn't feel real great. Or if you miss a touchdown, you're probably pretty upset. So I mean, we get upset a little bit, but when we're having fun, it's the best time. So it's whole lot of fun.
Right. I love that you said it's the best time, because when you're at those highs, even though it is work, you should use those as your best time. But when you're at those low points, you don't quit, right?
No.
You keep working, and yep. That's the whole point of low points in your life, or low points in a career, or low points in a sport, whatever you're doing, is that when you hit those lows, you are able to build off of them instead of just being like, oh, I did terrible at this practice, I did terrible at this rodeo, now I'm just done.
Yeah.
And that's definitely something that you've never done. You've always kept going. I know we've hung out after you've been practicing before, and you're like, gosh, I did terrible today, but I know I have to go tomorrow. And so you go tomorrow, and it could be the complete polar opposite the next day. So I love that we got to do this. I'm really happy. Is there anything else you want to share, maybe about yourself, about your career? What did you think about being on the Overcome and Become podcast?
I think if you're going to try and be successful at something, you need to work at it every day. I mean, you're going to have failure, and you're going to have a lot of low points, but you can't just give up at that, or else you're not going to be successful. So you really got to work at what you love.
That is amazing. Work at what you love. I absolutely love that. And now we are going to finish off with a quote. That quote is, "Your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments of your life. Keep going. Tough situations build strong people in the end." This can definitely go towards following your dreams. When you hit those rock bottoms and when you hit those walls, those tough times, you keep going. You never give up. And that's something that Ben taught us today. And I absolutely love that. That was probably my favorite thing that he said the whole time, was that even when he does bad, he continues to keep going so that he can get better. And do you have any comments you would like to share about that quote, Ben?
Yeah, I'm grateful for following my dreams at such a young age, and all my failures definitely create my best success.
All right, and that is all we have for you guys today. I can't wait to see you guys for another super exciting episode. Hopefully you loved listening to Ben's voice and you loved hearing his experience with what it's like to follow his dreams at a young age. And I will see you guys next week for a very exciting episode. Bye!